Next week, Tuesday, is the high school graduation. So, Eli, have to.
I was told that today is the yahrzeit of a. We learned the Gemara on Chacham Hadeis. The last 10 lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara presented earlier Tanoihi de Tanya. Yeah, and the second line from the top of Yutes on the Days, he had Hani Tanoi de Tanya, that there is a machlokes Tanoim regarding the following. On Yontif, there's only you're not allowed to do melacha on Yontif. There's a learning dates or all that. You're not allowed to do melacha on Yontif just like on Shabbos, except that you have a heter Eichel Nefesh. So the question is, how much is included in Eichel Nefesh? So if a person shechts a chicken, he shechts a behemoth, he wants to eat it, part of it, all of it, he's not to eat, that's Eichel Nefesh. What if he wants to shecht Shalmei Chagige, that's a pasuk in Chumash, Shalmei Chagige is Eichel Yodah. What if he wants to shecht in Dorman and Davis, nothing to do with Shalosh Yikom. It's not a Yontif Dikikom, it's not a Dorman and Davis. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoi. So we pask in Lalocha, then the Dorman and Davis is an Issa Deraisa to shecht on Yontif, because the pasuk says, that there's no heter to do melacha lagavoya. Aye, but you're going to eat the tail of the you're part of the flesh. The balam are going to eat. So the Gemara said that's not a heter, just because that's a side point that you're going to eat some of the flesh. But basically, the shechit is really lagavoya, and you're not permitted to shechit. So the Gemara had a shaila over b'shachat mai. He violated the aver. Shenagatan the aver. He shechted the animal, and he's standing in the. Let's say he brought the carbon, shechts it. It's a malach of shechita. The tibus nusham is one of the lametes of his malach. Had no heter. He violated it. So what are you going to do now? So what? He has the dam in the. He has the dam in the klisharis. So there's an isa de rabbanan to be zarek dam on the mizbeach on Shabbos and Yontif. It's not a malach of their isa. To be zarek dam. What's the malach of their isa? It doesn't fit in with any of the lametes of his malachas. But the Rabbanan, it's the Nisar of Misakin Mone. Because by doing the Zrika Saddam, he completes the Heksha HaKorban Misakin Mone.
And Dam is not Muksa?
Maybe it's Muksa with the Rabbanan. But this is worse. Amalokha is worse than Stam Tilfa Muksa. I don't know if it's Muksa. Let's say I have a Lulav. A Lulav should have been Muksa. But because of the fact, Tosis claims that a Lulav is Muksa. But the reason why he permitted to bench Esrig on Yontif is because for Mokka Mitzvah you're permitted to be metaltal the Muktzah, and the Chazon Ish Tain is that it's not even Muktzah. He disagrees. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Muktzah. He says it's if you have something that's oimed lehishtamshus, it's not Muktzah.
No, it tells you about Feirish.
Let's say I'm a regular Yontif.
But then you have a Pusuk that says you're supposed to do it.
Right, Muktzah is only the Rabbanon. Muktzah is not the Issa Deraisa. But the question is it that it really is? Is it really Muktzah, but you have a heter to violate Muktzah? You say no, by definition, it's not Muktzah. It's a thing that's on midla hishtamshus. So if you have dam, even if you should say that the dam is junk, strictly speaking, dam is not junk. So junk is muktzah. Eitz ma'avonah v'yofar is junk is muktzah. So generally, dam is probably garbage. It's muktzah. But dam of the karbonis is probably not junk. Dam of the karbonis is a mitzvah to be zorik. So it's like gora from the lulav. So either it's not muktzah at all because it's a thing that's on midla mitzvah. So. Or even if it is muktzah, it's muktzah to violate muktzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So really, it should be muktzah to be zarek to dam. Mitam muktzah probably would not be a problem. But mid the rabbanon is misakin mona, because you need the dalad avodas adam shchita kabbalah halachas zvika. The zvika is the gemar of the avodas. You have more avodas later, you have to be makta the chelav. But that's not me'akev. The four avodas that are me'akev in every korban are the dalad avodas adam shchita kabbalah halachas zvika. And a korban mincha, the Tosefta, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Saita quotes the Tosefta Menachos, makes a parallel that there are four avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the four avodas Adam by all the korbanos. You have the kmitza, when you do the kmitza, that's parallel to the shechita that you're separating mevarech el gavoya. Then you have the kiddush akli. After you do the kmitza, you put the komets into another cliche that's like kabbalas Adam. Then you have halachas. Hakodim Islam is bech like Hailochas Adam, and the Haktoras Hakodim is parallel to the Zrikas Adam. So the Zrikas Adam is a Malach Midrabban. Haktoras Hakodim is a Malach Mamish, that's Havara. You're causing it to catch flame when you're burning it. You're consuming it in the flames. So that's Mamish a Malach, that's a Malach of the Raisa of Havara on Yontif, on Shabbos. But over here, this Rikas Adam, that's only a Malacha Midirabbanon of Mesakin Mona. So the Gemara had a Shaila. Someone went ahead over the Shachat Mai, the last 10 lines on Chaf Amid Beis. Somebody brought an Adarim and Adavis on Yontif that he wasn't allowed to. Anoila for sure you're not allowed to. The whole Machlekes Hamarim, all he is, yeah. What about a Shlomi? What if it's worse? What if he brings an Oila on Yontif? Yeah. That's for sure Lachem Alola Gavar, there's no head there. So what do you do? He's standing there with the dam. Is he allowed to be zerk the dam? If you don't allow him to be zerk the dam, the whole carbon will be possible. So you have a shaila. Sometimes it's a nisa derabbanan to be zerk the dam because in the second month it should be nisa derabbanan. Mm-hmm. So the question is: sometimes the chachamim are so strict with their isurim, they say you have to observe our isur even if it means that you'll forfeit, you'll lose a mitzvah deraisa. Let's say you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. If there's no eruv, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So let's say there's a mila bismana on Shabbos, and the moel forgot to carry the knife, and the only way to get the knife is to carry it in the kamer. There's no goy to ask. So the thing is, hamira chachamim derem, makam mitzvah. They say you're not allowed to carry the karmelis, even though you will not be able to fulfill the mila bismana. There's rather not so then, so you do the mila tomorrow. It'll be a mila shle bismana. So you're not really losing the whole mitzvah. But sometimes hamira chachamim derem, makam mitzvah, you simply lose the mitzvah. Okay.
If he
loses the mitzvah, okay, he loses the mitzvah achilas. So they say you have to eat karm pesach before chatzos because of the gzera that you may eat it too late. You'll eat it after alos hashachar. And what if you didn't even begin to eat the karm pesach before chatzos? So they don't allow you to eat the karm pesach, and you can't make up by bringing pesach sheni. He already participated in the shchitas pesach rishon, so he doesn't qualify to bring a pesach sheni. So he loses the mitzvah of achilas hapesach. He has the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach, two different mitzvahs, Hakrovas Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach. So the Chachamim made a gzera of Chatzos even to the extent of losing the whole mitzvah. Even though, not only if he ate a kazayis, they tell you don't eat a second kazayis, even if he didn't eat any kazayis at all. The Gemara has different cases. So sometimes we say, Hamina Chachamim Devrei Mamaka Mitzvah. Sometimes they insist you have to observe their gzeras, the Rabbanon, even if it means you're going to lose a mitzvah. And sometimes we say, no, the B'makam Mitzvah, we allow you to violate the Yisrael Rabban. So that's the shayla that they asked over here. Boy, hello, they had a
suffering. Is there a criterion when to judge? Which way? I mean, is there any...
Mistama, the Yisrael Rabban can be
different
graded
ladies
on different levels, the 1,001, 1,001,000 levels. Sometimes when you have to violate, let's say, the Zachor L'Shem Misakona, you have to violate an Yisrael Rabban. So the Pharisees saw, right, Tamishnai is in the end of Yuma, that it's Machila Mosa Hakala Kalkila. The Gemara has machila mosa akala kalchila in the end of Yuma. The zechela has to eat food in order to save his life. That's in the concentration camps. They didn't give enough food. So either eat it, they give you a trafus. So either eat the trafus food or you die. So what if you have a choice? You can either eat chazer or eat nevela. So which is worse? Or chicken nevela or flesh nevela. So which is one worse than the other? So if you hold Ein Shechita Loif Menatayras, and maybe that's better to eat the chicken nevela. They don't give you a choice. They didn't give any choice. There wasn't.
They didn't give any meat either.
Yeah. So the Gemara has discussion. Not about the Gemara couldn't visualize. No one in his right mind can visualize such a mitzvah like a concentration camp. The Gemara has a discussion. Achayel Sheish V'Sakan. He has to eat food, and all he has a tray for food. Should he eat tevel? Should he eat truma? Should he eat chazal? Should he eat this? Should he eat that? So the Gemara has on the level of the rice, machila masa akala kalchila. So the Tveres Yisrael writes in Mishnayis in the end of Yuma that the same is true regarding Yisurim Derabbanon. When you have to violate, when you have a heter to violate an Yisur Derabbanon, so chay l'shem b'sakon on Shabbos, so you have to choose the lesser
of the
various violations. So on Dinim Derabbanon you can have on 1,001 different levels. So here the Gemara is clearing how chomer is this Yisur Derabbanon. The Malacha Derabbanon on Misak and Maneh Zrika Saddam of a carbon is Maksha the carbon. That clinches it. The carbon is kosher now. So the shayla is how serious an Isur de Rabbanon is that it's in the second month of the Rabbanon. Is it so serious that Afilu B'maka Mitzvah, Emir Chacham de Rem, they don't allow you to keep the Mitzvah? So you're not allowed to be Zerk the Dam, so it'll come out that the whole carbon was Aroiz Gevorfen and you weren't going to do anything with it. Or would you say, no, that B'maka Mitzvah, we allow you to violate the Isur de Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, yes, we are Mekel, but it's a machlokes amoraim, exactly how far are you Mekel? So one Amora says, you're only Mekel if the zrikas adam is chotch going to lead up to eichel nefesh, if you're going to eat it, yeah. If you're not going to eat anything, there's mamish no eichel nefesh on the level of the raisa. This is not a bona fide eichel nefesh, because the real purpose of the zrikas adam is zrikas adam hachshoras akorban, like the shchitas akorban. You don't say let it be eichel nefesh. No, the main purpose of the hakrovas akorban is lagavoya. So that's lachem lagavoya. You're not allowed to. So the same thing, the zrikas adam. The main purpose of the zrikas adam is to be makshe the korban. So it should really be lachem lagavoya. But we're not dealing with the malacha deraisa. We're dealing with only a makaba patish midirabon. It's only a misakin mona midirabonan over here. It's not a misakin mona on the level of a deraisa. Zrikas adam. Misakin mona deraisa means I have a broken shear, I fix it. I have a broken wristwatch and I fix it. Watch, there's something really broken. But the akorban, yamachshir akorban, that's not a misakin mona deraisa. So you're only dealing with a misakin mona midirabonan. So Rabbi Baravuna says, Rava says Zorik has Adam, we allow you to be Zorik the Dam to violate the Malachim of the Rabbanon, because it's a shtikal Eichel Nefesh. It doesn't qualify, it's not a bona fide Eichel Nefesh to be Matar Malachim of the Rabbanon, but it's enough to be Matar Malachim of the Rabbanon. So Rava says we only allow you to be Zorik the Dam because of the shtikal Eichel Nefesh. But let's say somehow or another all of the Basar disappeared and there's not going to be any Eichel Nefesh, so would you permit the person to be Zorik the Dam today just to Ratav of the carbon? That it shouldn't be a possible carbon, it should be Hoylech Leibud. So Rava holds no. Hamid HaChachamim Devei Mamaka Mitzvah, you're not allowed to do the Malacha of Makabapat Misak and Mona here, even though by not violating the Malacha you're going to lose the Hechshir HaKorban. And the only Heter is if it's Hashtik Aleichel Nefesh. On Aleichel Nefesh there's no Heter. And Rabbi Barav Huna is a little more lenient and he says, nah, if by not being Zorik the Dam it's going to turn out the whole carbon is Rois Gavav and it's going to be a apostle of carbon because the Zrika Saddam is Makev, so we allow you to be, we permit you to be Zorik the Dam. Right, so look, that should be the machlekes between Rava and Rabbi Bar. There's no Lahate Basa. According to Rav,
according
to Rabbi, should be okay.
In Oila,
there's nothing to eat.
Right.
So according to Rabbi, right, we would allow you to be Zorik the Dam. According to Rav, no. Rav is strict. He says the only heter to do the malach is when it's a shtikal eichel nefesh, when there's absolutely no eichel nefesh, so you don't allow. So that's the machlekes. So we left off four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we have a brisa that shows that Rav is right. And Akasha against Ashtarka Akasha against Rabbi Ravuna. The Brisa says on Shavuos there's a special carbon that's brought Kibsei Atzeres. Kibsei Atzeres is a shlamim, but it's different. When a private person brings a shlamim, a shalma yochid, it has the status of a kachim kalim. When you bring shalmei tzibur, it's only once a year on Shavuos. You bring a shalmei tzibur. When you bring, it's not part of the musafim.
Yeah.
In Parshas Pinchas, you have the Masafim. This Kivsei Atzeres, the Shnei Kvasim, the Shalmei Tzibur, are brought in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. So that's why there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Menachos, in the Mishneh. What if you don't have any Shtei Alechem for some reason or another? Does it make sense to bring the even if you don't have Shtei Alechem, you still bring the Masafim? The Masafim of Parshas Pinchas you bring. The Shad is, if you don't have Shtei Alechem, does it make sense to bring the Kivsei Atzeres? So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. So Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, I think, have a machlekes. Maybe it's only the kvasim aboyin biglal alechem. If there's no lechem, then no kvasim. Special carbon. So the kivsei atzeres have a special status. It's kachim kachim. It's not kachim kalim. And it's only nechel zichre kune in the azari. Yom v'lai lach chatzos. It has a special status like kachim kachim. So what's the din kivsei atzeres? He's supposed to bring, he's supposed to shecht it l'shmon. All the karbonas have to be brought l'shmon. What if he shecht it shelo l'shmon? Does it passel? So the first Mishnah says in Zvachim, kol ha-zvachim she-nizbachu shelo l'shmon k'sherim, elo shelo yolo l'bal m'shem chav. If you do the shechita shelo l'shmon, I know that this is a kivsei atzeres. See, that's a machlekes in the Gemara, the machlekes in Shem. What does it mean, shelo l'shmon? What does that mean? He made a mistake. He thought that this was a soy lachatos. He didn't realize that this is a kibsa, this is a shalmitzib. He thought it was an oilo. Or he thought it was a chatos. Or he thought it was something else. That's called akira betoes. That's called, he made a mistake, Pashit. So that's a machlekes amaroim in the Gemara, and that's a machlekes tesis in the Rambam had a pasuk. So the I think the Raman passage is that that's not called Shalom Lishmon. Shalom Lishmon haste.
Exactly.
He knows what it is, and he doesn't like that. He knows that this is a kibsa atzeres, and he thinks that it's more important. We need a kapara. I want to bring it as a chatas. Let it be a chatas. What do you mean, let it be? It's Vince Nishkin Balavoz. He can't change it. Once it's already hukdash as whatever it was, as a shlomim, as an oil, as a pesach, as a chatas, as an ash, whatever it is, he can't switch it after it was already designated as some kind of a korban, or they can't switch in the middle. So what you're going to decide that you want to switch it is lamala v'lamor. You're not going to succeed in switching it. But that's called shalom lishmon. That's what that for sure passes. He knows that it's a kibsat seris, and he says, I want it to be a chatas, to be mechapra on what the government did in Medina Yisrael, whatever. Or what the Klal Yisrael did in Borough Park. He decides once if it's something else. So that's for sure shalom lishmon. And if he pashut made a mistake, he misidentified, he thought that this was a chatas or an osham. And he shechted it for that purpose. That's called akira b'tor. So that, that's it. No. Well, chatas you bring. Chatas from one of the musafim.
You're talking about the seabird.
Yeah, yeah. This is old seabird. Yeah, this is old seabird. Did this stuff. He keeps out there as a seabird. Yeah. So the shaila is, he shechted the kibsi atzeres shalom lishmon. So the Mishnah says that whenever you shech shalom lishmon, the carbon is kosher, unless it's a carbon chatas or carbon pesach. Then you have psukim that the whole carbon is pasul, and even if you're going to be zorek the dam, you won't get anywhere, so you may as well not be zorek the dam, because you're not going to get anywhere. They won't make the carbon into a kosher carbon. But by all other carbonus other than chatas and pesach, if you did any avodah, shechita, kabbalah, lach, shechita, you did the avodah shalom lishmon, the carbon is kosher, but le'olah le'bailim l'shem chayva. So let's say you brought the kibsi atzeres and you shechted shalom lishmon. Either he knows what it is and he's miskaven to be mishana, he made a mistake. However, you pass can on that machlekes tosin the Rambam, the machlekes amaroyim. So what does he do now? This carbon will not be oil for klal yisrael as a kibsi atzeres because he did shalom lishmon le'olah le'bailim l'shem chayva. So you got to bring a different carbon instead. So now you're left. He's left holding a cup, a kli sharis. This is no good. It has to be a metal kli. Kli sharis has to be mateches. He has the dam in a kli sharis. To be zarek the dam is a malacha de rabbanan al yontif. So if it would have been a kosher a carbon, so that's mitzvah of a kap. That's the din. It's a carbon shazmana kavua. The shchit is decha yontif. The kabbalah, the halacha, the zrik, everything is decha yontif. No problem. The shaila is now. It's like nedarim and adavis. Whenever you have a carbon that's Nishchat shalom lishmon, it's kasha ela shalom yola lebayil neshem chavis. So you makriv it as an endorim and adavis. It's no longer oila for the chiv of klal yisrael has to bring a kibsat zeres. So it's mamish daim and b'daim. It's the same. It's an endorim and adavis. So are you permitted to be zarek the dam or not? What's the halacha? So it says it depends. It depends whether shavuos is chali is b'shabbos or shavuos is on a weekday. Why does it depend? Because Shavuos is chal on a weekday, then you're permitted to cook the flesh. So we allow you to be zerk the dam in order to cook the flesh and eat, broil the flesh. Because to eat all the carbon is broil. So you see, beferish like Rava. We only permit you to violate the Yisad Rabbanah when there's a shtikal eichel nefesh involved.
Yeah.
So the shtikal eichel nefesh, you'll be able to eat it. But if Shavuos shachali is b'shabbos, you can't cook the flesh. So you have to wait. You'll have to wait to eat the. You know, you can't eat the flesh. And you're not yaitz in the mitzvah of achilas kachim if you eat it raw. You have to eat it kedach sham lochem lochem. You have to eat it in a kavadiga fashion. If you eat raw flesh, you're not yaitz in the mitzvah of achilas kachim. You can eat it, cook it, and eat it Motzei Shabbos, but that's not called Eichel Nefesh. What's the heter? He's Zorek the Dam. Now he's doing a malach. And what's Eichel Nefesh? Hot b'day, it eats Malava Malka. And Malava Malka, that's not. Yeah. Anyway, on Shabbos there's no Heter Eichel Nefesh anyway.
Yeah.
The Heter Eichel Nefesh is only on Yom Tov. Okay. On Shabbos there is no Heter Eichel Nefesh. So the Brisa says Beferish. Hadam Yizarek V'Habasa Yeyachel. He shechted the Kisi Atzeri Shalom Dishman. So the carbon will be kosher. Elo Shalom Balam Shem Chavi. The carbon will be kosher if it'll continue to do the Kabbalah D'Aloch and Nizrike. But we don't permit you to do. There's a problem performing this zrika. The zrika is the hanisa de rabbanon amasak and mona. So the brisa says it depends. If shavuos chal on a weekday, is hadam yizarek b'habasa yeochel. Shteit b'ferish bizarek the dam al das to eat the basa. It's a shtikel heter echel nefesh. for this, the Gabi, this is the Rabbanon, that Oichal Nefesh Yigenuk. Tim Hoysa Shabbos, and if Shavuos falls on our Shabbos, so on Shabbos there's no Hefter Reichel Nefesh. And anyway, you can't eat it today, you have to eat it tonight. So then it says, Chafon, Lo Yizroik. You're not allowed to be Zorik. Bim Zorik, if you want ahead and you violate it, Urtza. You won't say it's a question, why not say it's a mitzvah Boba Aveira? Why not say since it's Machal Shabbos? It's Akasha, why? But it says, Bim Zorik, if you went ahead and you did do this Rikas Adam, you violated the Malach Rabban Hurtza, so the carbon will be kosher. But what do you see Beferish?
Rava.
You see Beferish like Rava? See Beferish like Rava? So that's what the Gemara says. Dishlei mele Rava Nicha. According to Rava, the Braisa reads very well. We only permit you to do this Rikas Adam
at least Achila
on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, if it's going to lead up to Achila today. There's a shtick aloich al nefesh. El the Rab Rav Hune Kasha. What's he going to do with the Braisa? So the Gemara says, we give up Kasha. How's that good to Kasha? It's not a Tosefta. If it would have been a Tosefta, so then it would have been a Tiyufta, Obgefret. A Tosefta means that it's a bona fide Braisa, recognized, authorized, has the stempel, has the stamp of approval of Rab Chia Raboshia. A Braisa could be Mishabeshta. Maybe it's a mistake in the Braisa. But the Akasha, we have a problem. We don't know how Rab Rav Hune is going to deal. Then the Gemara says, maybe you can even give it there. So he buys it, and maybe first suggestion is Kasha. We don't know what to do. He disagrees with this price. Maybe there's a Tana who disagrees. The he boy is saying, and if you want him, maybe you can say another Teretz. Maybe Shabbos is Mocham. We know Shabbos is Mocham than Yom Tov, but the Shabbos is Legabi Dizdin. Maybe Zrika Saddam is a Malacham and Rabbanon and Masakin Mane. So it really should be the same.
Shabbos
and Yom Tov should be the same. Shabbos is Misa, if it would be a Deraisa. Shabbos is Misa and Yom Tov is Malkus. But on a level of Rabbanon, there's only Malkus Maidus anyway, so it should be the same. So the Gemara says, Kvetch is a Teretz. Maybe the Teretz is on Yom Tov were more lenient. So maybe on Yom Tov we would Lohem, Mina Devrem, and Mokka Mitzvah. They would allow you to be Zarek to Dam, in order to Rata with the Korban, even though there's no Echal Nefesh. No one's going to eat any flesh on Yom Tov, just to be Maksha the Korban. Is enough of a reason to violate the Issa D'Rabban. And maybe here when Shavuos falls on Hashem, Shabbos is Mohammed and Yom Tov, and that's not a valid reason, that's not a sufficient reason to be matter the Issa D'Rabban. So that's what the Gemara suggests. That's the Gemara. So the Pashtas, this Braisa reads like Rava. The Braisa reads like Rava. So here Taisus has Akash, this whole Taisus on the bottom, I ben Ayu. Taisus says, wait a minute. What are we talking about? They brought a Shlomim. How did the case begin? Somebody brought Nidar Minadavis on Yom Tov, not Nidar Minadavis of an Oila. Nidar Minadavis of a Shlomim. So what do you do when you bring a Karb Shlomim? You do all the Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and then the Bala Karbin has the right to eat the flesh only after you do the Haktoris and Murim. The Halacha says you have to go in order. You're not permitted to eat, the Bailam are not permitted to eat the flesh until you do Haktoris and Murim. That's what Tesis assumes. It doesn't really say so black on white. Where it says black on white is by kachim kachim. It says the kohanim are not permitted to eat the bisar chatas v'yosham until you first do the zrikas hadam. That says black on white. This what Taisus says. This doesn't say beferish black on white. That's what the tzlach has a whole essay, and he says that Taisus is right. Even though there's no beferish gemara, he says that Taisus is right. That this then even carries over to kachim kalim. That the Bailim, the Israelim, are not permitted to eat the flesh and the Kachim Kalim until the Kohanim do the Haktoris Emurim also. Okay, so the Tesis is assuming that that din exists. The Gemara is only beferished by Kachim Kachim. The Kohanim can't begin to eat. Achilas Kohanim and Kachim Kachim is different from Achilas Abailim and Kachim Kalim. It's not exactly the same.
You have this Shalva B'nai Eili. What was the Hishmasa there with the... was the Kachim Kalim, no? I think never was.
No, the Kohanim eat the Kachim Kachim.
Yeah.
Kohanim eat the Kachim Kachim. They used to... Yeah. They could be brought to all night. You should be mocked at him. If you're interested in eating the flesh, be mocked at him. Yeah, some of they save the Emurim from the Oilers to the night time. Avodas Adam have to be by Yom. Haktoris Emurim may be done by Laila, but if someone is interested in eating flesh, yeah, the Pashto the same thing as Laila. Yeah, you can't eat the flesh of the Karm Pesach until you do the Haktoris Emurim. That's Taisus Chidush here that Tzlach points out. Taisus is Machadish that not only does the Gemara say it, formulate the statement with respect to Achilas Kohanim and Kachi Kachim, that they're not allowed to begin eating until after Haktoris Emurim. The same thing carries over to Achilas Abayim by Kachim Kalim.
If the Emurim gets punished,
Oh, so if the Emurim got tame, they got lost, and there's nothing to speak of, so then you are permitted to eat the flesh, right? How could that be? I mean, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So the answer is that's not a kasha. This is a seder. There's a seder asiyas hamitzvah. So the proper seder to do is first be makta the emurim, and then eat the flesh. That's if you have a mitzvah, haftaras emurim, and a mitzvah to eat flesh. So the proper way to organize to arrange the seder of the two mitzvahs is this order. If there's no mitzvah, haftaras emurim to speak of, so you're permitted. This the thing that's ma'akid, the thing that's matir achilah is this rikas adam. That's a pasuk that says Laisoch lo al adam. So the Gemara has many levels of interpretation in that pasuk. So one of the interpretations is Laisoch lo b'sar hakotshim, but dayin dam b'mizrok. If the dam is still in the klisharis, we didn't do the zrikas adam yet, so that's absolutely forbidden. The zrikas adam is mata the achila, achilas kaharim, achilas abayim, akotshikotshim, kotshkant. Without a zrika, there's nothing to discuss. And if you lost the dam, you can't do a zrika, then you're not allowed to eat the flesh. Then the carbon is possible. But once you did the Zrika Saddam, the halacha that you have to first do Aktoris Emurim, it's not that Aktoris Emurim is Mata the Basa Bachila. No, it's the correct Seder to do the two mitzvahs. If you mechuyev a mitzvah A, mitzvah B, so first do A, then do B. If it's Nitmu ha Emurim Asha Avdu, so you don't have the mitzvah of Aktoris Emurim, nothing to speak of, so there's no din of Seder. If you only have one mitzvah, so you do that mitzvah. You have the both mitzvahs, so you do it in the proper order. So that's what Taisa Frek Akasha. Wait a minute, Frek Taisa. It's in the middle of Shavuos here. It's Shavuos here. So they somebody shechted a shlamim on the darman adavis. Somebody shechted the shalmit zibur shalol l'shmon. So it's not going to be other lebayil m'shem chayva. So whatever you're going to do, it's going to be not like the darman adavis. It's kariv nadavis. Now, so we allow you to be zorik the dam. What does Rava say? Rava, we have Tanya Kavan. Rava says we allow you to be zorik the dam. Now you can't be makta the emurim. Makta the emurim is mamish hamalacha. That's havara. You're going to burn the emurim. So be makta the emurim. Got to wait till after havdala, till after matzah yontif. So what are you zorik the dam for? You will permit him to be zorik the dam for eichal nefesh.
But you can't eat it anyway.
The fact is, but you can't eat it. If it would be nitmu uha imurim aisha avdu, the imurim got lost, or they got nitmu, we simply don't have a mitzvah of haftaras. So if you don't have, you don't have. So there's no seder A, B.
Yeah.
So you don't say first the way, then do B. So that's what Taisus answers. The Yeshloimar. So Taisus answers, that's a big chiddush. Since you're forbidden to be makta the imurim, you do have a mitzvah hanging over your head of haftaras imurim. But you can't do the mitzvah now. You have to wait till after Havdalah, after Yontav is over. So since right now the only mitzvah that you can possibly do is the Achilos Habasa, so go for it. So do the Achilos Habasa. Do
it's
the
like
Achilos Habasa. The only time you say
you're not allowed to eat
before Aktoris Emurim is if right now there's a chiyuv to do Aktoris Emurim. But if right now there's no mitzvah Aktoris Emurim, nisht is nisht. Let's say you have a cloud. Tadi v'sheina tadi, tadi kaid. I remember episode last year we went to a wedding. The wedding was at night in the winter time, so it was already late, and there were a few people there. So we wanted to daven ma'ariv, we wanted to say kiddush levana, but there wasn't a minyan yet. So there were not people to say kiddush levana. There were four people, so we wanted to say kiddush levana. So somebody said no. Tadir v'sheina tadir, tadir kaidem. Ma'ariv
first.
Daven every day. Kiddush levana you only say once a month. So you're not allowed to say kiddush levana before. Before you daven ma'ariv. But we can't daven ma'ariv.
Yeah,
we don't have a minyan now. We can't daven ma'ariv. So in the poskim it says that you don't apply. Tadir v'sheina tadir, tadir kaidem. There's a rule. If you have mitzvah A and B, how should you arrange? Which should you do first? So if you're interested in doing two mitzvahs, then we have rules and regulations. If I'm not interested in doing the two mitzvahs, right now,
the fact that you could daven b'yichidus doesn't count.
I don't want to daven ma'ariv. Let's say it's the afternoon. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, and I didn't daven. It's after 1:30, and I didn't daven musaf yet. I had to run to the office. I just daven shacharis, and I ran out of shul. I didn't daven musaf, and I didn't daven mincha yet. So mincha, I want to daven 7:30, 8 o'clock, there's going to be minyan for mincha. Now, I want to daven musaf, I'm not interested in davening mincha now. There is no minyan now for mincha. So what are you going to say? Tadeh v'sheinah tadeh, tadeh kaidim. The Gemara says, if it's late in the day, I'm Rosh Chodesh, and I didn't daven mincha and I didn't daven musaf, and now I have 15 minutes and I have to daven both. So how do I arrange it? So the Gemara says, think fast. The Gemara says, first daven mincha and then daven musaf. Why? Because mincha you daven every day, musaf is only once a month, once a week, whatever. So tar v'sheina tar tar ka mincha is motor. But if it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there is no minyan. There's no minyan for musaf. There's no minyan for mincha. So musaf, I'm not going to find. That's another rule. If it's mamish holding 3 minutes before the end of the day, and he has a choice either A or B, it's either musaf or mincha. So then what does he do? So then the pasuk can say you daven musaf because musaf has no tashlumin and mincha has tashlumin.
That
marif twice, okay. But if, let's say it's 15 minutes before the end
of
the day,
both.
And he has no minyan anyway, so he can do both. So then the Gemara says tada v'shein tada daven mincha first. But if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and he sees he's not going to get a minyan from musaf rafal, mincha is going to daven later in the mincha. 8 o'clock, 7:30, he's going to be new for mincha. That's not a problem. He's not interested in davening mincha now. So you can't tell me a rule. A has to come before B. He's not interested in davening A for whatever reason. He wants to daven another 5 hours or here by the wedding. We're not interested in davening Ma. We don't have a minyan for Ma. We have 4 people for Kiddush Levana. So that's what Taisa says over here also. The only time, this is a rule in the Seder Asiyas HaMitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Haktoras Emurim and there's a mitzvah of Achilus HaBasar. So the mitzvah of Aktoris Emurim should be done prior to the mitzvah of Achilas HaBasa, Bamedvam Amurim, if he can do both of them now, if it's shaykh to do both. If Nitmu'u, Osha Obduhu Emurim, it's gone, or Loi Nitmu'u, Veloi Obduhu, it's sitting in front of me, Bastach Yontif, there's an Issa Malacha, I'm not permitted to the Makta the Emurim, it's a Malachi, you're not allowed to. So I'm not holding now by being Makta the Emurim, I'm not allowed to be Makta the Emurim. So since you're not allowed to, so there's no problem of the Seder is not Miyake.
Rabbi, we mentioned before about the Kiddush Levana, the slide is, and I apologize. Apropos of Siras HaOmer, similar to that, let's say you're not going to get, you're in a place and you're not going to have a merit marav until 11, 12 o'clock at night, you have a sitter, whatever the case is, but it's already 9 o'clock and it's Siras HaOmer, you tell Siras before Marv, like Marv, if I put the cell through as early as possible, and then down to Marv, or should you wait the cell through the end of Marv?
I would think you should count earlier. I think you should count right away. Yeah.
I'm asking how long my cell has
to be. I used to do it, Allah Almighty.
I did.
I did it also. I used to do it also. Before they changed the clock, sometimes before they changed the clock, so I used to give a shiur. So sometimes the shiur began right after Tzeisach Chom. I came to the shiur, so I couldn't daven Ma'ariv. As I was davening in the car, the people were davening Ma'ariv there, and there was going to be another minyan after the shiur. But the 2 minutes that I had while I was walking out of the car, I used to count Sfira before the shiur because it was the zman of it, and then I used to daven Ma'ariv later. Yeah, why not? Tzeisach says in the Gemara, the Pashtus in the Gemara, that it's preferable to the Gemara says, you should sell Svira Balayla as opposed to Bayom. You shouldn't wait till tomorrow morning to count Svira. Tomorrow afternoon, you should count Balayla tonight. Why? Because Tamimos. You should have as much of the day included. The Taisa says it doesn't only mean that there are two parts to the day. There's Yom and Layla by Erev and Boker. The day consists of Erev and Boker, so you should count tonight so you have both Erev and the Boker. No, Taisa says you should count Vosfria. If you can count Svira at 9 o'clock, or count Svir at 11:30, so count at 9 o'clock. Taisus even pushes it further. Taisus says that since Bizman is as Svir HaSayim is only Midi Rabbanon, and Fekah the Rabbanon Lakula, so if you would have a valid reason, you would be permitted to count Svir, Bein Hashmashes, Safigam, Safig Laila. So Taisus says this is a valid reason. It's a Hida Mitzvah to count Svir, Bein Hashmashes, because Yechap Arayim, the full 24 hours, plus you get the whole day. Because we're going to wait till we're going to finish learning about 9:15. Then we're going to count Sphere at 9:20. So why wait till 9:20? You get another hour included in the Sphere of Soimah. So that's a Machalikas Tesis in the Rambam. The Rambam seems told that din of Tamimah just means
by
Erev Vayker, you should count the Erev and the Boker. So you shouldn't wait till the morning. The Sphere should be Balayla. So the Sphere is Chal on the Laila and on the Yom. Doesn't make a difference if you count 2 o'clock in the morning. It's also the Sphere of Eschal on the Laila and on the Yom. And Taisa says, no, you should count Vosfria. The earliest you can count is better, so you'll have more minutes of the day included in the count of the day. And Taisa even pushes it to the extent of Bein Hashmashes. They even go so far to say, That we don't accept that from the Tosfos. The Ran and the end of Sochem, the last daf and the Rif in Sochem, disagrees with the Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch. They pass them like they run. That it's not proper. Machatchila is not proper. It's b'diyevid. If you count the ben hashmoshes, we would say something that Rabbanu Lekula said b'diyevid. You would be yetsa. But machatchila, we don't accept that Tosfos.
Tosfos compares the law in halacha that you can eat the kachim on the basis of a creation.
That's what it says in the Gemara. Yeah, that's what it, that they point that. That's what it says in the Gemara. They're not mechadish it. They said that's what Rava said in the Gemara. Yeah. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin has a machlekes hatanoim. If in the middle of a shia the Rebbe's learning dates and then someone has a shalom bov metzi, totally 100% unrelated, nothing to do at all. So the chachamim say he has to apologize, he has to stand up and apologize and say shaloi kinyan shalti, and I rescind my question, I apologize for being mafsi. And Rameh's opinion, you never have to apologize because kol ha-tera kula inyan echad, everything in halacha is interconnected. The chachila Rameh is masking that you're not supposed to ask shaloi minu inyan. But the Rebbe says if someone asks anything, even in Shalom and Inyan, the Rebbe is not mechuyev to answer.
He said to Rav, I told you that when the Rebbe is learning one Inyan, don't ask.
You're not supposed to ask Shalom and Inyan. But Rebbe Meir's opinion is that he doesn't have to apologize. So the Chachamim are also masking to the Hanoche, the premise of Rebbe Meir, the Chachamim Zanoche masking, that Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. Everything in Halacha is interrelated, everything is interconnected. That's the whole idea of Amam Atzinu. If you find a Pasuk in one place, state Atzishitim Omdim, that's by the Karshe HaMishkon. So from that we learn out that you have to hold the lulav and the esrog the way it grows in the ground. Mayin shmita etzel asina. That's the answer. Kol ha-tera kula is interconnected, interrelated, and everything has a shaychus to everything else. So lechatchila, one is not supposed to ask shalom in it. But the Eber Rav Meir's opinion is that he doesn't have to apologize.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Somebody even said that you put on a talis, that you always have to put on the talis the same way. You can't turn it upside down from the same. Because also, once you make this to be the top, you can't embarrass to make it at the.
From the Karshe HaMishkon. Yeah. It says Vayakimus HaMishkon Kemishpatoy. So the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean kemishpatah? Mishpat means a dintayra.
Yeah.
What's the dintayra? So the Yerushalmi says, keresh shezocha lehinasim b'tzofon lehinasim b'dorim. A keresh that was zechet to be in the tzofon is the right hand side of the Azor is more important. That's what Yishech the kachikach m'shchitas matzofon m'kibodom b'kulishar is b'tzofon. So all the avodas of the kachikach have to be done b'tzofon. So tzofon is more important. So a keresh that was zechet to be in the tzofon, you're not allowed to switch it to be b'dorim. That's why Akimus HaMishkan Kemishpatai, they had to put up the Mishkan according to the Schusim and Dinim Amidus at the Krushim. So some Paskim say that if you had a Sukkah, one year you used the boards for a Sukkah, so the Keresh that was Echad to be in this side of the Sukkah, you shouldn't switch it to be in the other side. A Talis, if you wore the Talis this way, you shouldn't switch it the other way. And most Achrayim don't hold that Sushtal is correct. They say Tzofon by the Azor is a Maila. Achshivas. Let's say someone sitting up in Mizrachan. That's Achshivas. He can hear the Chazan, he can hear the Rabbi, he can hear Kriyas HaTorah, whatever. Mizrach, near the Aron Kodesh, whatever. The Achshivas over there. So whoever, someone was Zeichet to get a seat in Mizrachan, so you can't kick him off and remove his chus. So a Keresh, Shezocha, Lehinasim, B'Tzofon. That's not fair. That's like Malam HaKadosh Lama Ridin. You're cheating the Keresh by putting it in Mairav. But what's the difference between this board of the Sukkah and that board of the Sukkah? Everything is equally Choshev. But there's a Mizrach Mant in the Sukkah or the Talis. What's more important? The top part of the Talis, bottom part of the Talis, all the same thing. Why this has more Choshev is because on top of the head, on top of the shoulders. So a lot of Achreinim don't accept that. That's Achreinim came up. One of the Achreinim came up with this idea. The Talis with the Sukkah. And the later Achrayna, most of them don't accept it. Yeah, but... That's why you have an Atorah. That's why.
The Babish doesn't have any Atorahs. The Babish doesn't have any Atorahs on the Talmud.
No, that's Achrayim say like that. I think maybe the Shalos says like that, and the later Achrayim don't accept it. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that's correct. And a lot of the later Achrayim before the Mishnah Berurah did not accept it. They said it's not the same thing as the Keresh. Yeah, but he's bringing out, just because it says by the Keresh, how do you know to extend it? So that's a Mamatzino. We say, Kol HaTorah Kula, Inyan Echad. You learn a mamatzina from the dinechot lahavera. Okay, let's hear the next daf. Chof aleph and aleph. See, there's the Avnei Nezer has a very fascinating tshuva. A shepherd to hunt to this tesis, the question whether the tushtel is correct or not. There is a Mishnah, the Mishnayis, and a few different Mishnayis say there was a chief rabbi, Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai, and he made 9 takonis. Mm-hmm. As chief rabbi, he made 9 takonis. So after the Churban by Shein, he made a takonis that you shake a lulav every day, and based on Migdash, you shake every day 7 days of Sukkot. Minator, you only shake the first day. You only shake lulav the first day. So he made a takonis, Echel Migdash. Made a whole bunch of takonis. So one of the takonis was, this was, he made takonis bizman abayis, he made some takonis after the Churban abayis. He was the chief rabbi, Dechem Mazak was the chief rabbi during the period of the Churban abayis. So one of the takonis was made, must have been a few years after the Churban abayis. The din is that when a ger converts to become a yid, you have to have milo tvilo, if it's a man, you have to have milo tvilo, you have to bring a korban. You have to bring a korban. What about this manshein based on mikdash kam? How can you be mekabel ger? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So you see that it's possible to accept the ger throughout all the generations. Even though the chumash speaks about the possibility of churban based on mikdash, v'ashimos es mikdashechem. So the chumash talks about the possibility of a churban based on mikdash, and nonetheless here it says it's possible to accept the ger throughout all the generations. They see that the hakrovas hakarbon is not miyake. Nonetheless, the practice was after the churban by sheni that any ger who had converted would set aside money in order to roba lekino. He would set aside an envelope with money, and he would write down in the envelope. He's going to use this money to bring his carbon. So the years went by, and all this money disappeared. So obviously people had forgotten what the money was all about, and they used it for their own purposes. They violated the Avera of using Hegdish to get money for their own purposes. So Rabbi Yechman Zaka made a takana. You should no longer be mafresh rova lakino. No longer do that. Don't be mafresh anymore because of chashash takola. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, always charif is this. He was a super genius. So he has a tshuva where he raises a very strong question. Why don't we find anywhere recorded in the Mishnayis and the Tosefta and the Talmud anywhere that after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, somebody with Mechal Shabbos B'Shege would put aside money?
Right.
The Gemara says, Kaisa Bal Pinkasa. Yeah, right, the Gemara says you should write down, he turned on a light by mistake, he did a malacha by mistake on Shabbos, he didn't know it was a malacha, whatever. So the Gemara says, write down, keep a record of how many korbanos chatos, yechayim. Never says anywhere that they used to set aside money. The only record we have of people setting aside money is the ger. How you talking? Why is that? What is that all about? So tuturuf anayis, the pashta says that it's two harifas there. Tuturuf anayis, the pasuk says that a ger has to have nilo and tvilo and korban. So everything is ma'akir. If you don't bring the korban, you're not Jewish. The pashta says that it's not correct. But that's how he starts off. He thinks he has rishonim who sound like they say like that. Okay, it's medayik. So he says like that. The Pashtus, the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara increases the Ches, quotes at the Sefta, that the Ger Shemol, the Tovah, the Zman Abayis, Rulai Hebi, Korbanoi, is considered a goy with respect to Achilas Kachin. We wouldn't permit him to eat Shlomim.
Or enter the Beis Hamikdash.
Enter the Beis Hamikdash, we would treat him like a goy. Right. But not to Daven for Anomit, to be Mitzurif Taminyan, to shake a lulav, to wear Talis and Tzil. Of course he's a Yi. The Pashtus is not like, but that's what the Avnei Nezer wants to be. Mechadish has Lashonis from Mishonim. Sounds a little bit like that. That Bizman Sheh Beis Hamikdash Hayakayom, if he doesn't bring the korban, it's Ma'ake. But Bizman Hazeh, if he can't bring the korban, the Pasuk says L'darasech, if he can't bring the korban, if he can't do it, then it's not Ma'ake. So he says, what do you mean you can't do it? You can't do what? You can't do the Hakrovas HaKorban. But the setting aside of the money, that you can do? Mi Ma'ake Val Yadecha? Set aside the money.
Is this enough already?
Whatever you can do is market. Whatever you can do is not market. So he says, setting aside the money, that you can do. That's the haskalas kiyam mitzvah, setting aside the money. So he says that's why the only record you have in the Gemara of people setting aside money after the Churban Bayis Sheni, setting aside money to drink for the Kabbonis, is only for the gear. Because it's ma'akev. Because whatever he can do is ma'akev. The hakrovat hakrovat, he can't do it. He can't shech the carpet. So that he can't.
Yeah.
What's going to be mafrish a behemoth? Mafrish a behemoth can die till he doesn't know when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be filled. But setting aside money, that he can do. So that was ma'akev. So he says, but then, so if that's ma'akev, because that's possible, that's feasible, so what did Rabbi Yechaman Zaka make a takona? That they shouldn't set it aside. So apply for the chagoy.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't do everything that's bekoicha to do. So he quotes this Taisa. He says, no, whatever you can do is ma'akev. But once the chachamim made exer the rabbanon that you're forbidden, to set aside the money, mishum chashash takola, so you cannot. So if you cannot, you cannot. So then it's not ma'akev, because you can't do it, it's not ma'akev. That's not exactly what Taisa said over here. Taisa said a different thing. Taisa says about a seder, like we gave a mashal from the Kiddush Levana with the Meir. If I'm interested in doing two mitzvahs, if I have the ability to perform two mitzvahs, have an obligation, the ability to do, so what order should you do with it? So the pasuk says you got to do it in this order, not in the other order. But if I can't do the two mitzvahs, I don't have the koicha to do, so then there's no water. So eat the korban, gezun tehet. If you don't do the zrika sadam, then you can't eat the korban. Zrika is the mati. But Haktoris Emurim is not the matter for the Achilas Abbas. Haktoris Emurim is how to organize the two mitzvahs. But what has it got to do with his case? He's talking about things that are market. It's not the same.
Is Afrushas called more than Afrushas Mois if you have to do it?
The Pashto says Afrushas Korban is more. Because when you set aside the money, it's only Kedushas Domim Lam is there. When you set aside the Behemah, it's Kedushas Guf Lam is there. So that's a step further. It's a charifus. The Pashto says it's not a Yisgah. The Tzushtof and the Tais also are Shver Tzushtof. Okay. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. What if this Gemara was very important centuries ago? Maybe it's relevant now also. I'm not familiar. Let's say when you have... Yeah, it's probably now also. When you have a slaughterhouse. When you have a slaughterhouse where they shech. So what do you do if they shech them? So it could well be that you still have the system like this also. The slaughterhouse, the behemoths all belong to our Nochri company, a Nochri organization, and they hire shochtim to shecht properly, and whatever is nevela, trefa, whatever has a shayla, they just sell it as trefas and fartik. They don't waste any time fetching or iskulas. It doesn't pay to hire a rabbi to look in Yeridaya. It's easier already to sell it as a trefa or nevela rather than to muchois to fetchois a heter. So there was a big machloikis in early achronim from the 1600s. The Knesset Yecheskel with the Shev Yank, with the Shvus Yank, we don't even know where they are. So the Adam Achleikis, the din is Acha Sheyachal Lachol Nev Shul Vada Yosel Lachem Lo Liakum. What do you mean Lachem Lo Liakum? Means if I shecht, let's say the Goyim don't eat live animals either. So let's say I'll kill an animal that the Goyim should eat. So that's Lachem Lo Liakum that you're not allowed to do. What if I'll shecht the shechita kshera, an animal that belongs to an akum, but he gives me permission to... I'm going to buy the flesh from him. But right now, I'm shechting the animal. Right now, at the time of shechita, belongs to the akum. Is that a violation of lachem v'lol yakum? Akum is determined by the ownership of the animal, or akum is determined by who's going to eat it. So that's a beferisha... Anyantif.
Yeah.
Anyantif.
Yeah.
By us we don't do it. By us we don't do it. But in the 1600s they still shechted Anyantif. Yeah. So what would be the din? Are you permitted to shecht Anyantif, an animal that belongs to a Nochri? But the intention is he's going to shecht it. So he's not going to eat the flesh. Is that Lachem Aloli Akum because it's owned by a Nochri? Or they say no. Since the intention is that Jews should eat it, that's lochem.
The halacha mishnah bore that you can't shecht an animal which is jointly owned by a Gentile.
Yeah, this is the Gemara here.
No, you may shecht it.
But it has to be
that's our Gemara. Gemara, that's what we're going to start right now. That's what we're up to. Here, in the fifth line from the top. Boy, Minei Ravivyas Sova, apparently there were two Ravivyas, so the senior Ravivya.
Yeah.
There was a younger and older. So, boy, Minei Ravivya, so the older Ravivya asked the Shaila of Rav Huna, what's the din, a Behema which is owned jointly by a Yisrael and a Nachri? Behema Chetz Yishal Akum, Chetz Yishal Yisrael. Ma'u l'shachta b'yontu. Are you permitted to shecht? So he says, yes, it's permissible. Why is it permissible? So he's going to tell you later, because he epsha the kazai is possible, or shechita. The yid wants to eat, he wants the shechta and wants to eat his hair. So what do you want him to do? You should only shecht the leg. You have to shecht the neck. You shecht it. You gotta shecht one. The corner, the veins. You have to shecht both. You shecht. You have to the kazayis basa b'lo shechita. Even if you want to eat just your, I own 10%, and the nachri owns 90%. But I can't get to eat my 10% unless I do the shechita.
So, I think by Shabbos, if you need a kazayis pusa for a choyle, you're allowed to shecht because you have to kazayis pusa b'lo shechita.
Okay. So he paskins that is mutter. That's the thing. You're permitted to shecht the behemah, the chetzu shalak, the chetzu yisam. Omalei, so Raviv Yisav Efrekta Kasha, you tell me it's permissible. But we just spent the whole sugya learning that the Dor Minadov is chetzu l'Hashem, the balak carbon eats the flesh, and the yemurim are burnt on the mizbech. So it's also like a shutvis, chetzi chetzi, a partnership. Part of it is lachem and part of it is lagavaya. So what's the difference whether part is lachem and part is la'akum, that you say it's mutter, and part is lachem and part is la'gavoya, that all of a sudden that becomes us. Manishtana, why is it? Amalei, say yes and back, if that's mutter, chima bein zeh, the dorm and the dove is, what's the difference between chetz yishalak and chetz yishal Yisrael, and the dorm and the dove is from chetz yishal gavoya, chetz yishal Yisrael, chetz yishalachem. It's the same pasuk, lachem ulo la'gavoya, lachem ulo la'akum. So if it's chatzi chatzi, right there you have to look at the size boss. Amalei, he tells him, Urva Parah, there's a raven flying overhead. So Rashi interprets that he diverted his attention, he didn't know the answer. He didn't. Rashi claims he didn't know the answer. Yeah, others say that he didn't want to give him the answer. So he said, Amalei.
Rashi may also say
that. The seal of the Varach. The seal of the Varach. I think Farad sounds like
that. Maybe he
doesn't
want to.
The Gemara says, Kinofak. So he didn't get an answer. So Rabbi Yisava left. So the old rabbi left, and Rav Huna is left there at home. Kinofak, when the shoyal left the home, Amalei Rabba Bray, so Rabba Bar Rav Huna asks his father, et of good gefreg, what's the answer? Why don't you give him an answer? So he says, I'm a little shikha, I'm a little tipsy, because of his yontif, and he had kiddush, and he made lechai. I'm not allowed to paskin, I don't know myself. I don't know what the answer is. Agut tekasha. So he says, Amalei Rabba Bray, so Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, tells the father, hey, is the chagrois of Talmud Chacham? Lav Haina Raviv Yisava the Mishtabech Lema Begabe the Gavah Rabbu. You used to tell me, you used
that's
to brag
man
about him that he's a big Talmud Chacham. So why don't you talk and learn and give him the answer? What you tell him? What you Faredim did say? Tell him there's a raven flying overhead and he diverted his attention. He never gave him an answer. Amalei, so he says, but what can I do? My Evidlei, what can I do? Ani Hayam Samchuni Bashishayv Rabduni Betapuchim. He means Rashi writes. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Yontifu v'darashti l'rabim. He gave a big shear. V'chalisi, he got exhausted. Mitarach hadrasha. V'kore ani alai samchuni bashisha is ta. Samchuni bashisha means help me out. Give me some food. Give me a drink. Give me some apples. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
I
have no time to think.
Give me something to eat better.
Yeah. I think other Rishonim say differently. Samchuni bashisha means that he was drunk. That he had
something to eat.
It was not halukha and maisa. So if he was drunk, it didn't matter.
He didn't know the answer. He didn't know the answer.
No, but to answer halukha l'maisa when one is drunk, then I understand he is not supposed to.
Yeah.
But if he was...
Wasn't halukha l'maisa. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So Rashi learns Pashib Shad, I was exhausted and I taka don't know the... He didn't know the answer. He didn't know the answer. Huh?
Beginning of Pashib is heavy yarn in Basi Yayin, isn't it? That's the beginning of Pashib. Heavy yarn in
That's the beginning. Could be. I don't remember. What did he say? That day.
Yeah.
So he was all excited. Okay. Anyway, so he says he didn't know the answer. I saw they quoted the name of Rav Chaim. I don't know how authentic this is. Some quoted, he quoted Pi Hashmua, that it says this expression in Shas a few only twice. Urva Parach here. It says Chul and Kuf Chav Dalad. I think it's more than two places.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, it's over here and over there. So the quote in the name of Chayim, yeah, that it says in Parshas Noach that after the Babel was over, so it says he sent out the Orev
and
he came back. Nothing came out of that. Nothing, huh? Yotzev Ashav, nothing came out of it. And then later on, he realized. So Urva Parach is an expression, that's what they quote the name of Chayim. Urva Parach is an expression like sending out the raven, that there's nothing there. You're not going to get any, you're barking up the wrong tree. Like we would say, you're barking up the wrong tree, so you said Dvar Metela. So that's what they quoted the name of Rav Chaim, that he said, he asked Akashi, v'chinat ben zel, and Dvar Metela, so he said, Urva Parach, no tushtel, haksta chayni, nothing there. It doesn't sound like it from the Gemara, because the son asked the father, why don't you give him an answer? So he says, I'm exhausted, or
right.
I'm drunk or something.
Unless you should have told him that's no shalom.
Sounds like he didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Not that he knew it was a klotz kasha. It's not a klotz kasha. As a Rashi learned, Urva Parach, he didn't know the answer, and he started to divert his attention because he was embarrassed he didn't know the answer. So he says, the boy minoy milsa de baitam, he asked me a question that you really need a good explanation, and I didn't know the explanation. So now the Gemara asks, but time am I? What taka is the explanation? We know that Allah is the Dharma and Adavas, I'm not craving the yonder.
Yeah.
And now he tells me, Rav Huna tells me a tradition, So if Lachem is Memait, Lachem will only Akum, and Lachem will only Gavoya, so if it's half and half, so Manishtan, how come by Hegdish is Osir, and by Akum is Mutter? The time am I, what's taka the answer? And for the Gemara, the answer is the following. Why? The absolute size possible is shchito. You have no choice. You're not doing a bigger malacha. You have to shecht in order to eat your half. You're not doing anything lakum. But why not say it's half and half? Zog the Gemara name. Kohanim ki kozachu. What do you mean kohanim? And the kohanim meet the chazav b'shoikav the shlomim, or the bailim meet the flesh. Either the chelak kohanim or the chelak abayim. Whoever is going to eat flesh from the korban shlomim. Ki kozach umshulchan gavoya kozach.
The whole shechita is Hashem, is the gvoa.
That's what Taisa says.
Yeah.
So that's what Taisa said. That's in Bava Kama in the first perek. There's a famous sugya. What's the din kachim kalim? It's in a few places in Shas. Quite a few places in Shas. What's the din? Does like this. Let's say somebody brings a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, a chatos, an osham, and they give the flesh to the kohen. So the kohen has a big steak. Wouldn't have a big steak. They have so many kohanim, they tell it to it has a tiny little mashu. Has a tiny little piece of flesh. Let's imagine a big steak. And he has his girlfriend is there in the Azor. What's the girlfriend doing in the Azor? The Gemara says, Nisha Bazor Minai, the whole story is crazy. There's a woman in the Azor and the kohen is in love with this girl and he gives her a piece of flesh and she's not allowed to eat it. Even if he marries her, she's not allowed to eat it. It's only nechel tizichre kuna, but it's worth money. It's a steak. She can sell it to another male coin who will be permitted to eat a bigdush of tari in the Azor. Okay. So he takes the steak and he gives it to the girlfriend. This is the steak that he was zeichet to. They divided up the besar achatas. He gets the steak. He gives his girl. Says, Hariyam kodesh isli with this. So is it good or not? So that's a big machloikis atanoi. So one time in the Mishnah says, why not? It's his flesh. It can be mer ashavet pruta is mikudesh. So we paskin no. We paskin kochi kochim is out of the question. Kochi kochim is considered mama gavoya. It's not considered mama bialim of hamakadish. One time I was hamakadish bechel kadevi kochi kochim and kochi kam mikudeshes. She cannot eat it, but she can sell it to another male coin. So she can make money on it. Yeah. Let's say a coin has truma, and he's mikadish and isha with the truma. So that for sure is good, yeah, but now she just became an Ashes Kohen. But even over here, she can sell it to another male Kohen. So one time is of the opinion, why not? It's yours, so you can be Mekadosh and Isha. So that we don't accept that. We say, a Mekadosh Bechelk of the Kohen is Mekadosh and Isha Bekochi Kochim. That's Mama Gavoya. We learn that from Psukim, it's Mama Gavoya, Eina Mekodeshes. So the Shad is, well, what about Kochim Kalam? How far do you go? Do you say, all Karbonas are Mama Gavoya, that you have to treat it? The halacha treats it as if it doesn't belong to you. You cannot be mikdash and isha with it. It really is his. But the halacha says it's disrespectful to treat it as mama bam. You have to consider it as if it's mama gavoya. We don't allow you to sell it or to give it b'matana even. To give it b'matana to be mikdash and isha, it's not chal. So that's a machlokes satanayim. Rabbi Yosef Halevi says kachim kalamom and bailam heim, and the Chachamim disagree, and there's theorists in the Rambam. The Ketzos HaChoshen has a long list of contradictions. Five places the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yosef Halevi, and five places the Rambam passes against Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Every year somebody prints a shtikol Torah to farem for the theorists. There's theorists in the Rambam. The Lacha Mishnah lists off all the Ketzos lists off all the theorists. So that's a problem.
What is
Chaz HaShok? Chaz HaShok is from the Shlomim, from the Kachim Kalim, what you give to the Koyim.
What is it? Is it
Kachim Kalim? Kachim Kalim, yeah. Shlomim. Shlomim is a Kachim Kalim, yeah. So there's a Machlokes HaTanayim on the Kachim Kachim. There's one Tana holds.
Even.
The Kachim Kachim is also Maman Bailam. Why not? It's his flesh. And the Kaddish Bechalka Mekudesh, so that we don't accept for sure. Then on Kachim Kalim is a Machlokes HaTanayim. And then the Gemara says, even if you hold like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim, it's considered his, that's only if I have a Shlomim that's walking around. I was Mafresh Karm Shlomim, and it's walking around. And I give the Karm Shlomim to this girlfriend of mine, and say, Hariyah Mekudesh Sli. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, okay, Mekudeshes. And she's not the Balabasta. She can tell us the flesh to whomever. She has to bring it as a carbon to the base HaMikdash, Makrevit, Zorek the Dam. And then she's going to be the Balabasta. She's anyway going to be the Balabasta. Just married her. So she's going to run the whole kitchen anyway. But now it's hers to decide whom to tell us the flesh to. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Mara suggests, Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, Kachim Kalim, Mom and Bailim, you can be Mekadesh and Isha. That's only Mechayim. But Lach HaShchite, maybe Lach HaShchite is different and it becomes Mama Gavoy.
Even Mishulchan Gavoy, once I get it, it's mine already now.
Yeah,
I'm not
like
eating everything Gavoy gives
the
me.
The more Mekudesh it is, like there's a svar to say Kachim. Kachim is Mama Gavoy, Kachim Kalim is Mama Bailam. The more Mekudesh it is, it's not svaris, it's psukim.
Yeah.
So the more Mekudesh it is, there's room to say that it's more Mama Gavoy. So Kachim Kalim Mechayim. I wasn't it has a kedushas haguf lamizbech, but I wasn't makrifid yet.
Yeah.
Once I do the shechita and everything, that is mamish kedushas carbon. That's even a higher level of kedusha than kedushas haguf lamizbech. If you set aside money, you put it in an envelope, that's called kedushas damim lamizbech. Once you buy the animal, that's called kedushas haguf lamizbech. Once you shecht it, then it's mamish kedushas carbon. So that's a higher, a deeper kedusha. So there's a room to say that lachas because adam. Even Rabbi Yosef Haglili should be invited. Kiko Zohu, Mishulchan Gavoya Ko Zohu. So that's what it says in Baba Kama in the first parak.
When?
So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. In the first parak in Baba Kama, that's Machlokes. So Rashi says, La'ach HaShchite Rabbi Yosef Haglili is Moide, that it's Mama Gavoya, Bein Kohani Mechaz V'Shoik, Bein Bailin Bebasa. Everything is going to be kiko zochu mishuchan gavah kazochu. The lashon haGemara is kohanim kiko zochu mishuchan gavah kazochu. The Gemara talks about kohanim,
yeah.
And the Gemara there talks about hamakadosh bechelko. Chelko means he's a kohen and he got a little shtickle. If he's the bala korban, he gets the whole thing. Doesn't his chelko? That's not his chelik.
He gets
right. Rashi says it here. Right.
It doesn't matter how much he has.
So that's the top tesis quotes that Rashi. Kohanim b'chaz of shek, he saw the basa, right. Everything came pirish Rashi. And even, tesis says on the top, and even Rabbi Yosef Haglili says, kachim kalim amam b'ilam heim. The Gemara says, that's only mechayim. Kikom Rabbi Yosef Haglili mechayim. Aval acha shchite, both kikozochu m'shulchan gavoya kozochu. So Taisus then Baba Kama has a whole attack against Rashi. they don't agree with Rashi. They say that the only thing Rabbi Yosef Haglili is moided that it's Momon Gavoy is the Chelak HaKohanim. Chelak HaKohanim that they get the Chaz of Shek, that's Momon Gavoy. But the Chelak HaBailim, that's Momon Bailim.
Yeah.
So how do you read the Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara says the Farish like Rashi. The Gemara is asking, you have a Bei Mechetz Yishalak Mechetz Yishal Yisrael. You have a Pasuk. There's an Issa Malach on Yantu. There's a Heter Eichel Nefesh. But the Pasuk says, Eichel Nefesh only Achashi Yachsa, Chulabadi Yosel Lachem. So Lachem is V'lo LaGavoya, and Lachem V'lo LiYakum. Two miyutim. So Lachem V'lo LiYakum, if it's a Behem, a Chetzu, Shal Yisrael, Chetzu, Shalakum, 10% belongs to me, 90% belongs to the Nachri. I have no Breira, I want to eat my 10%. Yev Shal Kazayis Basa, V'lo Yishchito. I'm permitted to Shech, no problem. And if I have a carbon, and it's chet shali, the chet shal gavaya. So then the Gemara says you're not allowed. The Gemara said, Maish, no, it's the same thing. It's half and half, should be the same. So the Gemara answers, Kiko Zoch, Meshulchan Gavaka Zoch. The Gemara goes on the Chelek Abaylam over here.
But it says Kohanim. So why does the Gemara say Kohanim? The Gemara could have said, Nedu and Nedu Zusul Shach Vion.
So that's what prompted Rashi to say the Kohanim is not Dafke, Barim Hu Adinami Lebaylam. But Taisa disagrees with the Rashi. So what do they do with the Gemara? Gemara Befer is talking about the Baylam. So Taisa says, no, that's not what it means.
It means the Chalik that they give to the Kohanim.
No, 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 no. Taisa says because when you shecht a carbon,
it's full of bread.
It's a carbon. You're shechting a carbon. You don't say I'm shechting teat flesh.
Yeah. That's a
byproduct. That's a taitzua. It'll come out. You'll have a little flesh to eat. But you can't say that the shechitas habeime was echal nefesh. The shechitas habeime is akrovas akarbon. It's akrovas. It's an avoda. A byproduct will be after the akrov is a carbon, so one of the halachas of the carbon is that the bailam eat the chelik.
So why does Rashi bring in chazal shofar? Why does he bring a kind of not a left field?
No, no. Rashi's translating the words of the Gemara. See, Rashi understood the Gemara literally. Taisa says it's a melitza. Taisa says.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, but Kohanim in the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The question was it's chetzi shali, the chetzi shal gavoya. So you can't say Kohanim. But it's Shali, the Yisrael wants to shecht it.
Yeah, but
so that's what
Yisrael,
leads
when he shechts it, he has to give power to the Kohanim. So therefore, it's already also Chetzi Shel...
So it's a Behem of three Shutfim.
Yeah, right. So even though one Shutfim doesn't mean...
The boss is a three Shutfim. Yeah. What's wrong? Let's say 90% belongs to the Nach and 10% belongs to me. 1% belongs to me, I can shecht it for the 1% also Mutter. Doesn't matter what the percentages are. So here in this Gemara is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi translates the... Rashi says the answer to the Gemara is it's all Maman Gavoya. But I'm going to eat it. It doesn't help that a Yid is going to eat it. But it belongs to Gavoya. The ownership is Kaveya. So that's what some... Half of the Achrayim said. If the Beim is owned by a Nochri, at the time they're shechting it's owned by a Nochri. But it's a daita that I'm shechting it that the Yidin should eat it. So we're going to pay the Nachri the money. If the yontif, if it's owned by a Nachri, that's called lachem v'loy la'akum. Even though the intention is the shechit, it should be eaten by Yidin. So that's how Rashi translates. It's maman gavoya. It's considered. It's not considered maman bailim. So since it's under the ownership of hegdish, it's fafan. That's called lachem v'loy la'gavoya, like lachem v'loy la'akum. And Taisus holds like the other achrayim. Then it's it points out. This machlekes achrayim is a mafurish machlekes. Rashi and Taisus had to read the Ivri in the Gemara. Taisus says there is no such din. The din is not true. But Rashi said that the chelak abaylin is mamon gavoya lachashchit. It's not true. Only chelak kohanim is mamon gavoya, and the whole din doesn't exist. That if the behemah belongs to gavoya, behemah belongs to akum, and I'm shechting it, that I should eat it. That's a violation. Lachem v'loli akum. No, it depends who intends to eat it. The vort in the Gemara is a melitzah. Meshulchan Gavoya Kazach has nothing to do with the ownership. It means Shechitas HaKarbon is an Avoide. That's not called Eichel Nefesh.
But then you need Zrike. Then the Balaam could not eat before Zrike.
That's a very bad
thing. This is already an Avoide that makes it a Shulchan Gavoya.
The Balaam can't eat.
The Balaam cannot eat.
No one can eat before Zrike, no.
All right, so Zrike is already an Avoide. So if you make, so this makes it a Shulchan Gavoya.
What do you mean? Rashi holds like that. Rashi,
I mean.
Rashi
that,
learns the Gemara literally.
Exactly.
That the answer what? Yeah, but that Rashi has two big major chidushim in his Gemara. Chidush number one is that lachem v'loli akum, lachem v'loli gavoya depends on ownership. It doesn't depend on whose belly is it going to go into. It's going to go my belly. What kind of gavoya? I'm going
to
eat this way.
The ownership passes to gavoya because he sees that in order for the balim to get back their part.
So the moment they shechted as a korban, the ball is passed to the gavoya. That's a Rashi. Okay, yeah. So Rashi has two major chidushim. Chidush number one is that even kachim kalim, la'achas rikas adam, everything is mamon gavoya. Afilo the rabbi yisagli lechelak abaylim chelak akayim, everything is mamon gavoya. So Taisus says it's just not true. Taisus has rice and baba kama that is just not so. That the bailam can be mekadesh esuishim. Can be. That's what Taisus here also disagrees. Taisus holds that it's not correct. That the chelak bailam is mom and bailam hilkach. It is Mamban, it can't be Mekadosh and Isha, but the Gemara meant to say a different answer. The Gemara meant to say the Avoida is Lagavoya. You can't label it as Eichel Nevesh, it's an Avoida. Avoida is Lagavoya. So Rashi has these two major chidushim. Lachem v'lo Eliyakum, Lachem v'lo Lagavoya, depends on ownership, doesn't depend on whose stomach is going to land up in. And chidush number two, that even the Chelek HaBailim in Kachim Kalim, Lachaz Rike, becomes Mamban Gavoya. And Taisis disagrees on both scores. Well, disagrees on both. So that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas. He writes that this machlokes between the Knesset Yecheskel or the Shev Yanker, whatever, I think it's quoted in the Behete on Hilchas Yontes, that the Behemoth belong to an Akum and the Yidin want to shecht it, and the Akum is going to give him permission to eat his flesh. They're going to pay after. They're eating in a restaurant that belongs to a guy. So this machlokes is machlokes. Rashi and Taisis, how to read the Gemara.
Mm-hmm. And we give it away to the Goya anyway. If you do this, then every Bahama would be
Chetzi Shalakim. So that's Mutter. Chetzi Shalakim is Mutter. Okay. Then the Gemara repeats again. Amar Avchiz de Behema, Chetzi Shalnach ve Chetzi Shal Yisrael, Mutter Lashachta Beyontif. He repeats what Ravuna said, masking that we all agree. Why? The Yavshalakas Eyes Basabalo Shchita. In order to eat my shear, Chanish Kembrera, I have to shecht it. And I'm not doing any additional malacha. I'm not doing an additional malacha by shechting. I'm not doing two different shechitas, one on my half, one on his half. This is all be shechita from mine and for his. So that's not lachem v'lo liyakum. But what if it would be dough? I have a partnership with a nachri.
Yeah,
we're roommates, whatever. And I bake all the bread, and then after we bake it, we divide it. Right. I give half to him and half I keep. So am I permitted to knead all the dough and to bake all the dough? I'm doing lisha and I'm doing afiyah. Various malachas are being violated over here. So if you have Isa, Chetzi Shal Nachl, Chetzi Shal Yisrael, Osa Lafosa Beyontim, there's no Heta. Why? The Efshel Ala Mefalga, Belisha, divide it in half. You can't say, Efshel the Kazai, Bazim Lashkita. I can't say, let's divide the Behem, I'll take my half, and the Nachri will take his half, and then I'll shecht my half. You can't divide the Behem before you shecht it. First you have to shecht it, so you have no Brera. But over here, you can divide it, you can separate it. So you're only permitted to do the Malachis on your half. The other half, the malach is done on the food that belongs to the nachri, al das that the nachri is going to eat it. So bein l'rashi, bein l'tesis, however you learn, whether the lachem l'aliyakum is determined by ownership, or lachem l'aliyakum is determined by whose belly it's going to go into, where is it going to land up, who's going to eat it, however you understand it, this would be a violation. Fegdimar kasha, there's a mishnah faker. The mishnah says, if you have food
that you're going to give that
could theoretically be eaten by a Yisrael, even though the mice, I don't plan to eat it. I'm planning to give it to the Behemah. There's a din, lachem v'lo l'klovim. We have three drushes. Hula v'ada yu'asa lachem. So we say three drushes, lachem v'lo l'yakum, lachem v'lo l'klovim, lachem v'lo l'agavoy. So what does it mean, lachem v'lo l'klovim? If I'm carrying food to the zoo for the animals to eat on Yontif, I'm doing Hoitzor, that's Lachem Lola Klov. Fine. Let's say I'm cooking food for a Behemah. Eichetimse, Behemah doesn't like the food raw, dog food, so I have to cook the food. So if I'm cooking Nevela, the dog food that they sell in the stores is Nevela. So if I'm cooking Nevela, I cannot eat it. Nevela is also Bachila. None of the Yidin can eat the Nevela. So that's Kalila Lachem Lola Klov. What if I'm cooking kosher of flesh, which theoretically a Yid could eat? But when I said we don't have a mind to eat it, we plan to give it to the Behemoth. So is that permissible to eat or not? So he said that Oichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically, since the food is kosher and I'm cooking it, it's possible to be eaten. So because of the possibility, it labels itself automatically as Oichel Nefesh. He's saying, no, you need Kavanas Agavre. When you're cooking the food, you have to have in Zin, you have to have in mind that this is for Achilas Sodom. If you have in mind that it's for Achilas Behemah, even though theoretically you could eat it, that doesn't help. So that's a machlokes.
That'd be haroma to cook it on night one at the beginning.
The question, is it a haroma? Maybe it's mutter.
It's like hoyle.
Hoyle, exactly. So the Gemara says it is exactly hoyle. That's what the Gemara says. Hoyle means like this. I cook food on Yontif, and I'm putting away in the freezer for next week. I'm having a bar mitzvah next week. I'm having a chasana next week, whatever. So I'm cooking all the food on Yontif, putting it away. Theoretically, we could eat all the food today. I can invite everybody in the neighborhood. We could eat up all the food today. So do you say that Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically But he's saying, no, you have to have kavanas hagavrit, you have to have in mind to eat it today. If you had in mind to eat it today, and then it turns out you didn't eat it, that's not enough there. But the shail is, that's the shail, they say, hoyil di mikle leochem chazele hashtanami chazele, they say, theoretically, hoyil. Since if I would want to eat it, I would be able to, see, even if the favors don't plan to eat it, that's enough to be called eichel nefesh or not. So midir rabbanu for sure, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov after Yom Tov. Midir rabbanu for sure, it's forbidden. But the machlekes amaroyim is, do you get malchus? Is it an aver deraisa? Because eichel nefesh, it's only called eichel nefesh if you have kavanah to eat it today. You have to have kavanah sagavra. But he's saying, no, min atar it is permissible because the eichel nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't have to have kavanah sagavra. So that's a machlekes rabbi v'rab chizde. Im sochem adaf memvov. So Rav Chizde happens to be the one who disagrees with Rabba. Rabba believes in hoyl, and Rav Chizde does not believe in hoyl. Rav Chizde holds you have to have kavanas hagav, you have to have in mind the feirish at the time that you do the malacha that you're going to eat it. So the Gemara frekta kasha over here, just a minute. Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde says over here. Isa Haklom, right. Yeah. So what did Rav Chizde say? If you have Isa Chetzi Shal Nach, Rav Chizde said they're both members. Beim Chetzi Shal Nach veChetzi Shal Isa, you are permitted to shecht on Yontif. The Epshit Gazai is possible below Shechita. What can you do? There's no problem. That's Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutta. But if you have Isa Chetzi Shal Nach veChetzi Shal Isa, you're not allowed to bake in a Yontif. So in more effect, Takash and Rav Chizde, why not? But even the chetzi shalakum, theoretically, it's kosher. The whole dough is kosher.
Yeah, I could eat it.
Theoretically, I can eat from my roommate's bread, and I'll pay him money afterward. Let's say he'll give me permission. He'll give me permission. I'll pay him after Yontif for his chelik.
Depends what you're cooking.
That's a good kasha. Taisi Esther kasha. We'll have to talk about that. That's very important kasha.
Could be here.
That's the next step.
Any difference.
Depends
that's
what
right.
Taste the same.
But if it's flesh, if it's meat, then it's mouth.
Yes, the taste says space. That the more bread there is in the oven, so it takes up more space, so it's going to bake better.
Right.
So that's Taisi's kasha. Is a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. Taisi Esther, the second Taisi Esther. So the Gemara goes like this. Gemara frek takasha. How can Rav Chizde say that you should separate the Isa and the Chetzi Shalakum? You should not bake today. The Chetzi Shalakum should bake. We have the Mishnah Chala that discusses what's called Lechem.
Yeah.
What's the issue? What's called Lechem? Benegeh to Ma? Benegeh to what? Benegeh to Dinim Deraisa? There are Dinim Deraisa that depend on Lechem, and there are Dinim Derabonim that depend. Let's say, in order to be Chayv in Chala, it says, Vayu Bachochem Lechem Hor. It has to be called Lechem. If bread, cake, and cookies is called lechem. In order to be yotze in the mitzvah of matzah, it says it has to be lechem only. It has to have a shem lechem. Benegeah, what else? Benegeah to erevei chatzeris, it has to be davke pas. Emer avin ala bepas, it has to be lechem. In order to say I'm yotze lechem in or, it has to be lechem. In order to bench, in order to wash until the siyadam. So the dinim deris and dinim derabonim that depend on lechem. So the question is, what if you have isus haklovin? They bake bread for the dogs to eat. Now, theoretically, what if it's edible for human beings? Sometimes it's only royal achilas akelav, human beings would never eat it. And sometimes it's royal achilas adam also. So what's the din, such an isus haklovin? Is it chayv and chala? Is it chayv chala? If it's chayv and chala, then you're not allowed to feed it to the klovin without being mafish chala from it. Because it's tevel. If it's chayv and chala, then it's tevel. And tevel, you're not allowed to have hanoshal kilui. You're not allowed to consume the tevel without, let's say I have tevel and I sell it to a nochri. So there's no lift neither the sita michshol. The nochri is not, it's not from the sheva mitzvahs b'ninoyach. The nochri doesn't have to be mafresh trumas and maises, but it's my violation. Not a violation of lift neither, it's a violation of hanoshal kiloi. If you have something that's mischayiv in hafroshes trumas and maises, mischayiv in hafroshes chalo, so if you give it to someone who's going to eat it all up and they're not going to be mafresh, that's called hanoshal kiloi. You're consuming it without doing the proper hafroshah. So that's the shaila over here. Am I permitted to feed the klovim this bread that I baked for them without being mafresh chal? There's no lif neiver. The klovim are not over on any iser of eating tevel, but it's my aveira of hanoa shel kiloi from the tevel. So maybe I should say it's not even chayv and tevel. It's not chayv and chala. There's no chiv chala. Then there's no bitul mitzvahs and there's no iser of hanoa shel kiloi. So the Mishnah says it depends. Iser sa klovim. the dough that I knead and I bake, hadaita that the klavim should eat it, does it have the status of lechem that it's chayv and chal or not? So the Mishnah says it depends. Bisman shaharayim moichem nimenu. If once in a while the shepherds also nibble a little bit of it, it's roi lachilos adam, and then they'll eat from it, is then it has a shem lechem, chayev is bechala, it's called b'hoye b'chokh melech moritz, and you can use it for erevei chatzeris, and you say hamoitzi, you bench mezumin, and so on. And you can bake it on yontav also, it's called echal nefesh. And you yotzi dechavasa b'pesach. And bisman shein roi moichem nimenu, but if the minig amokim is that the roi never eat, Yishalmi has a discussion. What do you mean? It depends on what the minig hamakom is, or it depends on the way, what does it look like?
Yeah.
It has to look like that. It's a different shape. It's flat. It's on a tam. If it's not roi l'achila sodom, then it's upgiret. It's not roi l'achila sodom. We're talking, it is roi l'achila sodom, but it's made in such a on a tam. Doesn't look appetizing at all. Okay, so that's 2 days in Yishalmi. Things machlags abiechem ishlokish. Bisman she'en aroy mochem menu means that the minig amokim is they don't nibble, or it's more than minig amokim, that is tzuras ha'machachos solo. The tzuras ha'lechem is such that we all know that that's for the baim, it's not for all. So I call upon it, what does it say? If the bisman she'aroy mochem menu, then it does a heavy shame lechem, and then you may bake it on yontif. The royim theoretically may eat, but lemaisa they're not going to eat. The baim is going to eat. They're talking. We're talking, are you allowed to feed it to the behemoths without being mafresh challah? Are you allowed to bake it on yontif if you don't plan to eat it? So how you talking? The Gemara asks, it's the same as Rav Chizda's case. Rav Chizda says, Isa chetzah shal necha chetzah shal Yisrael. Why does he say you have to separate the Isa, the chelik of the nochri? You're not allowed to bake. Why not? Theoretically, I may convince the nochri that he should give it to me. I could theoretically eat it. So you see, it doesn't depend on theoretically what could
be.
Lamaisa, what do you plan? Is the Nachri? Do you plan to eat it? Is the Nachri going to plan? So what does it help? They ask. What does it help in the Mishnah Chala? This man Shaharai Moichlim Hemenu, you're permitted to bake it on Yontif. Yamai. Why is it permissible to bake it? V'ef Shalei Lemefalga Balisha. The chelik that the shepherds want to eat, so we'll separate a little bit, but they're not going to eat the whole thing. They nibble a little bit.
Bake for them.
And most of it they're not going to give to the shepherd's teeth. So how are you allowed to bake that? That's the Gemara's concept. And for the Gemara, because theoretically they may want to eat the whole thing. Shiny Yisak Klob, hold the Efshel Lefaisim in the Vela. You can give the Klob something else, and it may turn out that the shepherds will eat all of it. Feg the Gemara, but he doesn't have in mind to eat the whole thing. Theoretically, he may want to eat the whole thing. But Rav Chizda doesn't believe in Hoyel, the Gemara asked Akasha. Who is the Rav Chizda Hoyel? Does Rav Chizda believe in that? That Echal Nefesh sets itself up automatically? No. For Hoitman, we have this machlokes from Psochim. Hoy from Yontif, Lachol, he baked on Yontif, he cooked on Yontif, having in mind the fairish not to eat the spoon on Yontif. He bakes and he puts it in the freezer. He's saving it for the Shavuot Brachos next week, or for the Bar Mitzvah party next week. So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda holds it's an Issa Daraisa. He doesn't believe in hoyel. Echal nefesh means kavanas agavra to eat it today.
Yeah.
So Boshe helped us over here that the Isis HaKlovim, this mancha Rayim, the Rayim may decide to eat all of it and they'll give some nevela flesh to eat to the Klovim to eat. What does it help that they may do that? But what do they have in mind? They don't have that in mind. Maximum, they have in mind to eat the 5% of it, 10% of it. So how are they allowed to bake everything? Because theoretically they could. He doesn't hold from the theoretical svar. And for the Gemara, no. Rav Chizda will say, Leitema, the Gemara says, Leitema hoyel ve'epsha, don't say, since theoretically it's possible to feed the klovim something else. Theoretical doesn't help, I'll leave it to Rav Chizda. According to Rav, also doesn't help. Because Rav says, hoyel, there's a din of hoyel on the level of the raisa, but with the rabbanon, you're not allowed to rely on hoyel. So even according to Rav, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, L'chol ha'deis, the answer is, Kigon di isle nevela, the Vade Efshe, he plans to feed the nevela to the klovim, and he's making this isa saklam, he's baking this unappetizing bread, and he plans to eat the whole bread himself. He plans to eat the whole bread.
Why is it called this klovim now?
Because it's not too appetizing. Usually this is the flat bread that they give to the klovim. Usually the royim, the shepherds, maximum to eat 10% of it. And today he plans to eat the whole Issa Saklam. Doesn't plan to give any of it to the club.
But within the context of this piece of Gemara, since there's no, according to Masada, he has no intention to give it to them, so then the concept of Issa Saklam is a misnomer here. He,
why is he bringing it in here? He's not going to give it to a dog.
I mean, that this is the Easter that usually he gives to the club.
It's the type of bread that you bake for
it the looks. It looks like the Easter that he usually gives to the club. But since he plans to eat it today himself, so therefore he plans to eat all of it today. He's certainly going to eat all of it. So that's why it's a daichik answer. The pashut shot in the Mishnah is not so.
If he has busan avelu, but if he doesn't have one avelu,
then you're not allowed.
Turn around, salt,
rice. A Mishnah Chal. So the Gemara reinterpreted the Mishnah in such a way they did away with the Mishnah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did away with the one line of Mishnah. Okay.
A lot of times you ask a group of people cannot be koveya for everybody. Why should the Royim be here koveya? What it is? Why do the rule just say the Royim eat from it? The Royim, the rule asks a lot of times in Shabbos. Because of these people carry
butler
like
Dyson.
But
that butler Dyson, that's
yeah,
funny.
So he also should.
No,
why doesn't the rule ask here the same thing also?
You mean on the whole Mishnah?
The whole Mishnah, yeah. But the Royim are not Koveya, what it is considered Achil, what Oichel, what's not considered Oichel, should be like everybody.
Mistama, there are certain macholim that only rich people can afford and poor people can't afford. They don't say butla daita because, let's say, I don't know, goose or something, a very expensive delicacy or something like that, a deer's meat. They don't say butla daita. Here also, the Royim deal with behemoths, and this is the kind of bread that they make. So a normal person, why should he eat this? The other bread is tastier. If he would be a Royim, he would eat it also. The Gemara has, that's one of the rules in butla daita. If he would be under the same circumstances, he would also do it. We'll have to work yet on your kasha. Okay, believe that we'll have to work. Next time we learn Beitza, we'll have to learn the second thesis from the top. Yeah. Next week we'll discuss in Yoni Shavuos, and then the week after we'll continue Beitza. Okay. And today's Sedra in Bamidbar, the Chumash describes the way the different Shvatim were traveling in the Midbar. Each Shevet had its own degel, had its own flag with a different picture and a different color and a different design. Everybody was different. And it says when they were traveling in the Midbar, the Mishkan would travel in the middle. There were four machnas, every machna had three Shvatim. And after two Shvatim had moved, then the machna Shechina would move, the Kohanim or the Levim would move, and then the next two Degolim, the next two machnas would move together. So this is clearly only a hayra shot. There's no such din l'daris about how you have to travel and how the flags and how everybody has to go ish al machanehu v'did loisam. The whole thing is only a hayra shot. So the question of hayra shot of what? It's a hayra shot of what? How to travel? There are dinim how to travel. So the Mishnais and Shabbos and the Gemaras and Shabbos and Erevin seem to indicate that this is a hayra shot of binyan hamishkan. There is a din that you have to build the Asa LeMikdash, the mitzvah LeDaris, to build the Beis HaMikdash. In the Midbar, there was a special Hayrasha, how to make the Mishkan with Urias and Krushim and Krosim and Abdonim and so on and so forth. You say this and so on, all the different halachas. LeDaris, there's a din, make a fancier Beis HaMikdash. So this whole din of the Masois, the Mishnah seem to understand this was a Hayrasha of Hakamas HaMishkan. There was a Rosh how the Mishkan should be built, and when the whole traveling in the Midbar was in a special formation to lead up to the building of the Mishkan. So everything is all a prat, a Rosh prat, of how to build the Mishkan. How do I know? Because the Gemara learns out all of the Malach, the first daf in Bava Kama, the Gemara says, how do you know what constitutes a Malach and what not? So the Gemara says, it's learned out from Psukim and Chumash, it would appear that a Hach Tahavi Mishkan Hashi B'Kar Le'yav. Whatever activities were major activities, important activities in Hakamas HaMishkan were considered malachas. Whatever was not so important in the Mishkan is not considered a malach. Whatever either didn't exist in the Mishkan or wasn't so significant, so one of the malachas in the Mishkan is Hoytzor. Where do you learn out Hoytzor? So the Mishnah say, learn Hoytzor, because when they folded up the whole Mishkan, when they were traveling in the Midbar, so they carried it, hem hella crush and mikarkala agola. Then they took it off of the agola and they put it back on the floor. This was the agolas for rishus hayochid, and the highway was a rishus harabim. So you learn out, and a rishus harabim Some Rishonim hold that Rav Shusha Rab has to have Shishim Ribo because at the time of Eretz Yisrael, the travel in the Midbar and the Masois, it gives the population, it gives the census. There were many more people, but the only number that the Torah mentions is 605,000 and so on and so forth, with a little change. So the group of Rishonim say that the number Shishim Ribo is crucial. If you have a Rav Shusha Rabim, but you don't have Shishim Ribo people roaming, and that Rav Shusha Rabim doesn't have the din of Shishim, doesn't have a din of Rav Shusha Rabim. Or even if you hold that you don't need many Rishonim, perhaps most of the Rishonim hold you don't need the Shishim Ribo, but you need Tez Zayin Amma, should be a Mokum that's Roy to the Shishim Ribo also, because it's learned out in the Mishkan. Everything Gemara says, the Tez Zayin Amma, because we have a tradition that the width of the highway when they were traveling in the Midbar was a minimum of 6, could be that it was more, but it had to be a minimum of 16 Ammas in order that the wagons should be able to go on such a highway. So we're learning out not only from Hakomas on Mishkan, we're learning out from the transportation of the Mishkan in Mokum to Mokum, from the traveling. And then the Mishnayos say, you learn out if a person carries in the streets, so the Rishus Rabim only has the status of Rishus Rabim, the first 10 Tzvachim. Above the first 10 Tzvachim has the status of Mokum Tur. So let's say there's a hook on the side of a building, and someone takes his hat and he puts it on the hook. So and the hook is above 10 Tzvachim. So that hat is considered as located in a Mokum Tur. Lamayla Ma'asar Tachim is Mokum Tur. So the Gemara says, and what if a person carries something on his shoulders? He carries a beam on his shoulders in the street from one place to the other. So you say he carried it in a Mokum Tur. The Gemara says, no, he learned that from the Mishkan. That's the way they carried in the Mishkan. They carried the Oren on the shoulders. Lamayla Ma'asar Tachim and Yechayim. Or the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Shabbos to carry, whether you carry in your right hand, your left hand, your chayim. If you write, if a person is a right, he writes with the left hand, is kalach hayad, so it's only a malacha de rabban, it's not a malacha de rais. But to carry with your right hand, carry with the left hand, it's all the same thing, the zelba malacha. So Rashi quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, and what's the mocker that's so? Maybe you're only chayiv if you carry with your right hand, maybe you carry with your left hand, you're not chayiv. So Yerushalmi says, because there's a pasuk that like says when they were traveling in the Midbar. They give a different mocker because Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin had to carry the psalmim for the Keteris, and he had to carry the Shem and HaMishka. So they had a tradition, he carried one in the right hand, one in the left hand. So you see, you learn out the malachas. What has it got to do with the traveling in the Midbar? What has it got to do with HaKomas HaMishkan? So you see from the Gemara that they understood that all the traveling in the Midbar was a HaRashah. Clearly was a HaRashah, it's not a Din L'dos, but a HaRashah of which mitzvah? It's a HaRashah, how to fulfill the mitzvah at that occasion, how to fulfill the mitzvah of HaKomas HaMishkan, how to build the Mishkan. When they were traveling from one city to the other, everything was leading up. The whole thing was for the purpose of leading up to the Mishkan.